Stream is set up, Tony.
Looks to be. Looks to be. What is going on? How's everybody doing? It's America Unplugged right here on a Saturday afternoon, straight out of New York City and other spots, of course. The usual suspects are here with me today, ladies and gents. You know the deal. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. And of course, Mr. Tony Atterburn, the wisest of all the wolves. Say what's up to the people, sir. Look at those guns on Mr. Tony Atterburn. He's probably in his gym today.
Just got back from my gym. Yeah, it's necessary. You know, I need to reduce stress in a huge way. All this censorship, World War III. Now we're changing the narrative. It's going to be 2 weeks to flatten the world here pretty soon. always great to be on with you and Don. It's a privilege.
Right. What's up, Don Jeffries, the legendary? How are you?
Always happy to be here with you guys as well. Really look forward to this. We have a lot to talk about as usual.
So what's going on? So what do we want to speak about first? Do we want to speak about the censorship? Russia Today is gone. It was never a thing, actually. It was a figment of all of our imaginations. We had collective imagination going on. We all thought the same thing. It was a crazy phenomenon. I thought that it was a thing, like it was real, but it's not. It's never been a thing. Russia Today is just, you know, we made it up. So there's that. Also, they gave us our freedoms back here in New York. Not really, but kind of. You know, they gave us a little, so I guess people wouldn't, you know, push back as much as they were doing before. So we can talk a little bit about that. And of course, we got World War III about to break out, but not, you know, all of this stuff we will cover today right here on America Unplugged. Mr. Don Jeffries, I'm going to throw it to you. Tell us what you want to do.
Yeah, well, I you know, the RT thing hit home with me because they were the only television network to reach out to me. And I was on there, I don't know, a handful of times with Jesse Ventura and John Stone, Oliver Stone's son. And like I said, I guess they won't. The last few times Jesse invited me back on and then they canceled each time. One of them was Jimmy Dore, was the best host. And that's people I really want to reach out to him. And I was looking forward to talking to him even more than Jesse probably. But again, that was one of the times they canceled. So they won't be able to do that to me anymore. But unfortunately, again, that was one of the handful of channels really the only channel. I mean, say Newsmax, maybe once in a while something sneaks through there, but that offered platforms to people like me who could get on there. I no hope in getting any other television networks. And so I've said for a long time, you know, when you start with Alex Jones and then all the lesser names on social media, you deplatform these people. And, it's the old analogy that they used to use, the liberals used to love that during World War II. First, they came for the Jews. Mm. I said nothing. Then they came for the communists. I said, you know, eventually, and of course, you come down to, then they came for me and I had nobody left to object. And that's what we're doing with this social media. First, they came for Alex Jones. You know, everybody said, he's crazy. That guy's an actor. He's a disinfo agent, whatever. Who cares, you know? And then they came for all the others on social media, the SGT report and, people I used to go on Red Pill 78 that had hundreds of thousands of subscribers and, you know, still out there, but they're on much smaller platforms. So when you allow this to happen, and of course, you know, Donald Trump, the biggest, you know, joke of all, who so many of these people loved, he said not one word. He didn't know who the hell SGT report was or Red Pill 78. He didn't even say anything about Alex Jones. He let it happen. Never talked about the censorship unless it was Judge Jeanine, I think. Fox News tried to take her off for a week and he went nuts over that. So yeah, we have to have Judge Jeanine back. So this is the problem that eventually I said, you know, they're not going to let shows like this exist at some point. They're not going to let my you know, radio show or shows exist. I protested Donald Jeffrey show, Tony Arterburn show, your show, Different Friends, Billy. Eventually they're going to come for us. Oh, we're not doing it yet. It's a gradual process and you can see RT is a big hit. And RT had already been wounded because, you know, when I was on their show, they had studios in Washington, D.C. So they came and picked me up and took me in. And then I don't know what happened. They closed their studio. And so if I was going to be on there again, because Jesse had reached out to me again last year and I never heard this. That's actually the last three times. And it was going to be Zoom because I don't know if they had any studios left. So they were kind of running on fumes anyhow. But if that's the last TV station you have, then eventually, you know, they may go after some of the more aggressive talk radio people. I don't know. And then, you know, Tucker Carlson is kind of standing out there. And, you know, eventually they don't even want that because they don't want any kind of truth getting through. They want the CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times narrative to be there. There are no such things as conspiracies unless we make up some absurd Russia nonsense or 19 crazed Arabs, you know, with box cutters. Those are conspiracies, but nothing else. They want this bland TASS Pravda thing. It's ironic that, you know, our media has become TASS and Pravda. It's just much American. Too stupid to realize it. So no one will shed any tears over RT, especially now, because, you know, we're in the midst of this demonization of Russia again. So, good, that's a good thing. You know, Putin ran that anyhow. Putin runs all of us, you know, and that's eventually what it'll be. And then once they get rid of the podcasts and the radio shows, they're going to come for Substack. You think Glenn Greenwald and you know, lots of lesser names like me are on there? They don't want that. They don't want somebody, and eventually they're going to go for blogs because they hate the idea of any unwashed masses, any old average guy getting there and typing out their thoughts and maybe getting people to respond to that and say, hey, a great point, without the filter of these awful talking heads. They don't want that. So we have to oppose censorship all the time. And it's sad to hear because, you know, RT had some good stuff. And, I mourn whenever I hear any of these outlets are taken. I know most people don't, but they don't realize. And they need to go back and look at that, the analogy first that came from the Jews. That really applies today. They're piecemeal going after people. And, it's going to end up with us in the FEMA camps. I hope it doesn't, but I don't like the direction it's heading.
Tony, what are you thinking, man? This is headed in we've been seeing this for quite some time. The progression. Very slowly it's been going, and now you see it coming like a wave coming into the beach, right? You see it from far away, but it's getting closer. That's the way I feel about this. And yeah, man, I mean, ultimately all our platforms, you know, if we subscribe to the larger platforms like Apple or Spotify or, you know, Google Play, I mean, it's just not a home for us. It's not anything that we can rely on. They're going to do away with all of this. They're just going to. It's only a matter of time. And now, you know, Russia Today is gone and people are digging it. You know, they're like, yeah, get rid of Russia Today. That's propaganda. OAN News has been taken. And you know how much I hate OAN because it's literally a conspiracy theory news organization. Literally. Like, I mean, but not even the credible conspiracy theory that we do here. It's like provably wrong conspiracy theories on OAN. But if they take them off, they're going to come for us. And they've already taken them off on several stations because they're spreading fake news. Go ahead, Tony Atterburn.
Yeah, major blow to free speech. RT, you know, Russia Today is now Russia Yesterday, I guess. I looked on my Roku because I played in the waiting room here in my shop, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. I'd play RT, and I'd play RT International. And mainly, you know, RT, it's not like they were fringe or anything. It's not like they were even alternative media. I mean, they had the
dabble tone.
They dabbled. Somewhat, but they're, you know, they paid tribute to their Lord and Savior, the Vax. I mean, they were, you know, our ruling class wouldn't take yes for an answer because, you know, the military industrial complex is God to those who control the media. And RT would expose the lies of the, you know, surveillance complex, military industrial complex. You know, they'd call out the forever wars, and that was a major theme. So even though they checked all the other boxes, that was an unforgivable sin. And you'll find that in alternate, whenever you cross the surveillance state, the military industrial complex, or the pharmaceutical industrial complex, you will lose. And that's what they're going to silence all of us eventually. That's why it's so important. If you're finding us right now, we're streaming on Don's platforms, on the technocratic control platforms, but you've got to find the source. You got to find the RSS feeds of the podcast. You got to go find us on Rockfin. And soon we'll be announcing another project where you can find us. It'll be absolutely free speech. They'll have to take down servers, you know, but they're going to go for that. And free speech is certainly under assault. It may not exist anymore because it's, I think really just getting under their radar is the most dangerous thing. If you're on their radar, then you will be silenced. And if you're on the periphery, if you're not too much trouble, you can probably get away with it for a while. But this is very troubling. I don't think this is, obviously not coming from these private companies. I find it interesting that all of a sudden, the MPCs and all the people who follow the mainstream, you know, like the Manchurian candidate and in mass, they were able to reprogram these people just like that.
Yeah.
That was so scary. Like you go from, you know, put your mask on, get your injections 6 feet apart, you know, keep the lockdowns to we're not doing that anymore. And, oh, by the way, we need to go and fight for Ukraine. Yeah. And we have to, and we're going to change. I'm going to change the profile on my Facebook page to a Ukrainian flag. I mean, this is, it's impressive. Now we've never seen anything like this. It's the mind control is so strong that they're able to get people to start thinking about the, you know, getting into a world war, which is what you're doing. This isn't like bombing Libya. This isn't like Syria. This isn't like Iraq. You know, I mean, Iraq, we flew 40,000 sorties over Iraq, which, you know, 40,000 times we flew back and forth on patrols. They couldn't shoot down one aircraft over 10 years of a no-fly zone. Right. They were the new Hitler, right? That's what the country that I went and invaded. And you think that we could do that to Russia? Do you think, you think we could do 40,000 flyovers and not have one single aircraft loss? Not a chance in the world. This is dangerous territory. And I guess we can talk a little bit later because I've had some analysis on this and what does this mean? Because, you know, these are huge tectonic events happening. And I definitely want to get your take, Billy, and Don's take on where we go next.
No, man, I mean, we just have to build our own, you know, and hope for the best there, because otherwise we're going to be deplatformed everywhere we go. And now with, you know, with the whole World War III thing, man, I don't know. I have no idea. I can honestly say I'm sitting there looking at this stuff and I'm like, all right, what's going on now? Why are they letting Putin just get away with it? Because it's actually what they're letting him do. It doesn't look like they're putting up any type of resistance. I could be very wrong. This is not my area. Okay. I just sit and watch, but you can explain this to me later, Tone. But it looks like they're just letting him get away with this for some reason.
They want him to do this.
Tell me what's up.
Well, we've baited them for years.
Right.
Yeah. They probably wanted them to do it back in 2014 when we had the coup to overthrow their elected leader, their president, who fled to Russia you know, during what was another color revolution by the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, so we've been pushing up on their borders. We've been expanding NATO. And, you know, you go back to even Gorbachev talking in the late 90s. He said this was a great betrayal. We take this as personal, what happened to us, because the United States gave its word that we would absolutely, you know, we would not expand NATO. We would not, you know, encroach into their borders. We're right on their borders. And you see the headline on Drudge, General Milley, the woke general who read all of Karl Marx, by the way, he read all of Mao Zedong. And he's delivering weapons personally, you know, along with hair dye, I guess. I don't know, but he's delivering weapons personally to Ukraine. Right. And so this is, again, we're in dangerous, dangerous territory. And I think this has, again, this is a larger geopolitical issue, but they're doing it on purpose. They got everything they wanted. He was backed into a corner and invaded, because what's Putin's choice there? Just wait till they assemble the short range nuclear missiles on his border. I mean, what do you do?
Right.
We wouldn't stand for it.
Right.
That's what a lot of people said. If they put, if Russia installed missiles on the Mexican border or the Canadian border, it's the exact same thing. And of course, we would be consider ourselves. But again, I find that their parallels. Not that you know, Trump and Putin were in anything together, but there's a bit of Putin is obviously much more sophisticated than Trump. But there's a bit, I think, of this false hope scene where I see lots of people that think Putin's a great guy. And you know, he's met with Klaus Schwab. He's in the club. And right now, I think if you look at it, I think he is. You know, if you look at, I don't care. Like I said, I don't care who's. I don't think we should be involved. That's my point. That this is not. Our entire country is crumbling. The last thing we should be caring about is what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. But people are choosing sides, and so if I had to choose a side, I think Putin is justified based on, you know, NATO, and based on, you know, what he has been saying for a long time, as Tony indicated, I'm a little surprised that he's doing it now. And I hate to say, but it's a little bit of an analogy to what Hitler did, because Hitler, I don't think Putin's at all like Hitler, but Hitler was also a designated loser, a WWE figure who was financed by Wall Street. Read Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Anthony Sutton, just like Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. These things are financed. These are, you know, designated forces. And if Hitler had died in 1938 or whatever, he would be considered maybe Germany's greatest leader. he would not be considered a bad guy at all because he rebuilt Germany from the ashes. But then he suddenly, you know, he started this adventurism, and his first move into Poland was, he could justify it like Putin did, because it was the same kind of thing under the Treaty of Versailles. Most people don't realize that they took a huge amount of German land away from them. And so Hitler was just saying, hey, this is ours. So this is basically what Putin is saying, that this part, these parts of Ukraine were traditionally Russian for centuries. So it's the same kind of argument, but, I'm afraid, that this is maybe going to continue to roll as it did with Hitler, France, and then the world becomes involved. I don't know. We'll just see. But I think this is why I am a diehard isolationist. I don't care. I wear the mantle proudly. So it's George Washington. Read his farewell address. This is not, none of these battles are a battle. You could argue, the Monroe Doctrine, maybe if, something's going on in the Mexican border that's seeping over to us, but we already fought that war when we took a lot of land that was Mexico's, and that's why you have groups like La Raza there that still have a point, we did do that, California and all that, that was yours, one of our first, forays into adventurism. But there's nothing about America that's working now. Every part of it is crumbling, corruption from top to bottom, and infrastructure that's the laughing stock of the world with the kind of money we had, disparity of wealth that's getting worse and worse and worse, untold numbers of people out of work. And now you have a death rate going up 40% between 18 and 64. So we're literally dropping like flies. We have a medical industrial complex that is killing people like my brother every day. You have vaccines that are killing people every day, and you have a media that is at least as bad as TASS and Pravda was. So we have lots and lots of stuff to clean up here. Not that we're going to be able to, because everybody in a position to clean it up is part of the big club. But the idea that we should care about Ukraine's borders when our own are wide open is absolutely absurd. So, I hashtag no Russia, hashtag no Ukraine. This is a joke. Clean up America first.
Well, a couple of things there, right? Tony alluded to the fact that, the Russians never forgot about this, right? We promised something or the powers that be promised something and didn't follow through. What a surprise, right? But the chickens seem to have come home to roost, right, is what they say. But I want to redirect that and point to Qasem Soleimani. Don't think that that's not going to come back either, right? Like, don't think. I mean, how many years have they been going through this Ukraine-Russia situation, Tony? It's been a long, long time, right? And the NATO situation has been going on for quite some time, from what I understand. They didn't forget about it, and now they're using it to justify whatever it is they're doing, right? Whether it be good or bad or indifferent, they're using it. I think they will turn around and use the Qasem Soleimani thing on the American people as justification for whatever war or whatever terrorist attack comes back later. I don't think that's gone, Tone. Go ahead.
No, it's not gone at all. The Persian Iranian people, the Shia, they have a long memory.
Right.
And revenge is a dish best served cold. And I think that we will see something from that. The CIA calls it blowback. A lot of us in alternative media, we talk about, manufactured terrorism, and that most of it is. But there is such a thing as real terrorism. There is such a thing. It does happen. There is such a thing as organic terrorism. And that stems from what we do, where we go. And I remember covering that. This was the hashtag World War III before COVID 1984, if everybody remembers, back in January of 2020. And it was a scary time. Now this is way scarier. Times 100. And I look at the Ukrainian crisis and I think this is manufactured. This is a manufactured war. I think they're resetting the chessboard. And the reason I say that is just looking at history. If you realize that when one great power starts to wane, the emerging power, and this goes back, all the way back to the Greek historians talked about this. When one great power is on the way out and one is on the way up, they usually collide in a war. And it looks like they are redirecting the path of a conflict to where the United States takes on Russia, which I don't think was the path, because they're losing 2 million people a year in that population. They only have an economy the size of Texas. They're not going to take over the world, okay? But they're a proud people with nuclear weapons. That wasn't supposed to be who the United States was going to be in conflict with. So if you look at cui bono, who benefits in all of this? It's not the American people. It's not the Russian people. It's China. Mm-hmm. China is inheriting the earth here. If you go, just for a brief moment, I'll recap some history. 1972, the U.S. opens China. Now, before that, it had been isolated, completely isolated. Don knows this too. I mean, Mao got nuclear weapons in 1964, but we knew almost nothing about them. But at the time, it was a monolithic, what we perceived as a monolithic block of worldwide communism, which really wasn't true. You had shooting wars between the Soviet Union and the Chinese on their borders in the 1960s. They had a back and forth hostility. We came in 1972, and it was called triangular diplomacy. We separated China from Russia, and that accelerated the end of the Cold War. And these were people like Henry Kissinger. These were psychopathic people, but they seemed to have got that right. And, you know, maybe it wasn't at all an accident, because you had the Trilateral Commission come out in 1973 with a pivot towards Asia and the technocracy and everything else. But it seems to me this is a way to shield China. And see, China's not even involved, and we don't hear anything about it now. Even yeah. Taiwan, that all that's off the table. The trade imbalances, everything, the manipulation of their currency, what they do to their people, all that. It's all gone. It's all wiped off the table. Now people are putting the Ukrainian flag on their Facebook profile. I mean, they got reprogrammed by CNN or whatever transmission's going on out there, just making these people stand up and take a side.
Right. No. And unanimously, they seem to be taking the Ukrainian side without knowing anything. I mean, I step back from all that, but with most people, without knowing anything about the situation.
The Babylon just, you put out an article said that you had to, in order to take part in it, you had to find it on the map.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they should, but they've never been able to find it. And that's, you know, and this is again, a pick and choose thing. Right. I said, you know, when they show these emotionally charged photographs, and David Knight was even talking about the film. Actually, he wasn't. He was quoting, I think he was playing some clips from Australian TV, who admitted that, this is a terrible thing about them flying over Kyiv. Well, the problem is this was 2 years ago, and some other footage they showed was from China 10 years ago or something. So the footage coming out in the media, and again, that's what fueled hoax theories and all that, is because they're using videos that aren't there. Now, I don't know what's really going on there. And then they'll show pictures of rubble, which could be in any of the places we've devastated, you know, in the last 30 years, in any number of places. And they'll just, you know, show like a kid wandering around, or maybe a mom holding a baby. And that's the kind of thing that Americans continued, I guess people all over the world, but certainly Americans continue to be so stupid. That they're using the exact, they even talked yesterday, I knew it was going to happen. The raping has started. The Russians are now raping. And maybe they'll have Hillary Clinton come up again and say what she did, if you remember what she did in Iraq, I think it was Iraq, where she claimed they were giving the soldiers Viagra to make them super rapist. She actually said that. Nobody could, you know, I mean, this is obviously she completely, I mean, they can come up with anything. You'll probably be hearing about, well, they can't do bayonets anymore because that's outdated, but they'll be maybe throwing babies out of incubators. I mean, same, you know, crushing puppies with tanks or something. It doesn't, it's the same stuff we've heard since the War of 1898, the first false flag. You heard it about the dreaded Hun in World War One. You heard it about the dirty, sneaky, rotten Japs and the Krauts in World War Two. And again, I'm using these things because you can't say anything anymore, but I'm using their slanderous terms that they used to use. And obviously we heard it about the Vietnamese, and you know the wars were for that, and the same kind of thing about Hillary Clinton's Viagra and the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter, who the media reported on like she was just a Kuwaiti citizen, and then we found out she's a Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter who's lobbying for us to get involved about, you know, crying and the babies are in incubators and stuff. Again, there's Americans fall for this over and over again, and when you try to point it out to them, they'll just regurgitate. Oh, Putin's a madman. Oh, I guess you're on Putin's side. No, I'm not. It's like I'm not on Trump's side. If I say something about the January 6th defendants, as I did this week again, oh, you're a Trumpster. No, I'm not a Trumpster. I don't believe in political prisoners, and I would be the same way if this was a Black Lives Matter group or Antifa group that was in prison for over a year without bail and being beaten in solitary confinement, charged with outrageous crimes that really are not crimes. I'd be the same way. The problem is you wouldn't. you wouldn't be treated the same way. But so it's just a mess. And it all goes down to, again, that half of the population that is completely asleep and fooled by all of this. These are the people that are waving the, these are the same people that were wearing triple masks and trying to demonize you for getting, I got my dab, got my booster. You know, the exact same people that are waving the Ukrainian flag now. They just lop up the propaganda like Pavlovian dogs. And I don't know what else. I'm tired of even trying to engage with them.
Well, to that point, you said a couple of things about Trump there. I want to talk about Donald a little bit. Now, I don't know. I read this somewhere, and maybe one of you two gentlemen can clarify, but apparently Eric Prince was supplying the Ukrainian government with weapons throughout the Trump administration under the, you know, under being supported by Donald Trump every step of the way. Did you guys hear anything about this? You guys know anything about this, Tone?
No, we've been supplying weapons to the Ukrainians through all the administrations. You know, that it's funny because I think it was Trump did more for Ukraine than just about any previous administration. He was called like the Russian agent too. You remember when?
But he's Putin's bitch.
Yeah, remember when Helsinki and supposedly Putin gave him a soccer ball that had like a microphone in it, and so I'm like, this is insane. Like, you can't. He couldn't even get a dialogue with Russia. This is why I think this time is so dangerous. Because it looks to be like we're checking all the boxes leading up to war. It's something I've been talking about for months. I'm like, look, we get to the point. We're banning TV stations. We're the real problem is the collapse of the ruble. And I brought up an article today. The Russian ruble is collapsing. This is on MSN. It's crashing, and it's happening because the Russian government and the central bank, all the coordinated efforts of the Western powers have cut off their supply of being able to convert their assets into rubles. So they've shut down the Russian stock market. I mean, these are acts of war. I mean, the headlines on Drudge, even though Drudge is very precious. It's very over the top. It's very propaganda centered, but he's right. I mean, whoever's writing the headlines is absolutely right. Putin's talking about acts of war. These are very serious times.
Wow. Yeah. We got problems. We got to keep an eye on this. Chris Graves said it, man. Let me get it back. I lost it. Chris, what's up? What's up to everybody in the chat? Everybody chatting wherever you are watching. We appreciate you. Everybody listening live. Thank you very much. Let me try to find this again. I lost it. Tone, do you know you had that comment up?
The one where he was talking
Hold
about.
Hold on, he's on Rockfin. I got it from Rockfin.
He was about Trump. There it is. Is this the deep state's way? Yeah, there you go. Installing Trump. Right, right,
right. You want to finish reading it, Don?
Yeah, of the White House in 2024 by having Trump stop his buddy Putin from world domination at the zero hour. I don't know. You know, it could be Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer, so who better to stop the? Then Trump would have to be the good guy, and I don't see that happening again. But who the hell knows? This stuff is it's insane. When you get to the point where we're at the Freedom Prize point now, you know, they're canceling Russian cats and Russian vodka, and here in Washington D.C., Alex Ovechkin, you know, the probably still the best player in the NHL at an advanced age. I mean, he was castigated, including by the idiot, you know, drunk white fan base here of the Caps for not sufficiently being anti. He basically kind of said he was staying neutral. He just kind of he didn't sufficiently condemn Putin for doing it. So they're all over him. This guy's a legend in this area. I mean, the people are just they lap up this. We saw what they did with the COVID propaganda. But this is their wheelhouse. You know, they've been using this for since 1898. So that's 120 some years, and it's always worked. It's never failed them. Not once. The war propaganda has never failed. Right. It works every time, and it's the same playbook: raping, and pillaging. Show pictures of mothers holding babies or something, and that's all you got to do. It doesn't even matter where the pictures come from. You know, and then you'll show old videos like they've been doing, just planes flying around or show. And one of the pictures, he had an American flag flying up and he claimed Ukraine was under attack. I mean, they're just, they put anything up there. It doesn't matter. And people swallow. Oh my God. Did you see that video? I have some people, a bunch of people on Facebook discussing, did you see that one? What really got me was the man holding a child under the bridge. It's like, what? Yeah. So send your firstborn, baby. I mean, the stupidity is amazing, but after the COVID narrative, this should hardly be surprising. This generation is gonna lap up the war propaganda way better than they did back in 1898.
Junkyard Designer, what's going on? Gave us $5. We appreciate the hell out of that $5, man. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, man. It's very nice of you. I don't know. Hold on. There was more.
I'm waiting for Putin's passport to be found in the rubble of a daycare center. Like, it was him. He did it.
Yes.
He survived.
So Putin's, I mean, think this is all going to play into 2024. Hey. Trump has already said that he's going to run again, and this is all going to run. This is all going to play into 2024 again, and already an OAN or no, it was Newsmax. I was watching CPAC. And Newsmax, everybody there, I mean, is so pro-Trump, it's incredible, right? But they were like, you know, when Trump runs in 2024, you know, the only way he's going to lose is if they steal this election. Otherwise, he's going to win by a landslide. Starting again.
Like last time.
Right, it's starting again. And I want everybody to remember that is watching this and listening to this episode right now. I want everybody to remember when you start thinking about the roots of this thing, of this new push in 2024 for a rigged election, it started from the mouth of Donald Trump, just like the last rigged election started from the mouth of Donald Trump. That's where you can trace it all back. And now it's happening again, and I see it happening over at Newsmax and OAN. But that doesn't mean you go ban those stations. You know, like that doesn't work out for everybody. It won't work out for us moving forward. Listen. I do want to talk a little bit about the vax, right? And over here in New York City, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I can finally, please, round of applause for me. Please, everybody out there, thank you very much. I can go eat at a restaurant like a human being now. I can go sit there and it'll be fine. It'll be legal for me to do so. You know, I can go to the theaters. I'm going to go watch Batman. Yeah, I'm going to go do that. It's going to be great, you know, because my overlords here in New York have decided that this could be so. You know, Eric Adams, who is, I mean, a bona fide piece of crap and authoritarian, has decided that, you know, hey, we're going to do away with the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates for gyms and restaurants and movie theaters and stuff like that. So, you know, I get to do this stuff. Tony, are you happy for me?
I'm very happy for you. I want to remind you, though, I mean, just in time, you've been released. Well, you got a conditional parole from your shackles. But I was looking at here's the next step. FEMA, this is according to Natural News, FEMA says if there's a nuclear attack, stay 6 feet away from others and wear a mask or you might catch COVID. This is from FEMA. This is on Natural News. See if I can share the screen. This is one of those articles that you have to read a bunch of times just to make sure that you're not in a simulation. But we probably are. If there's a nuclear state, stay 6 feet away. This is from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. New guidance about what Americans should do in the event of unexpected nuclear attack. Is there an expected nuclear attack? That's the clown world. The clown world order is strong right now, mm-hmm. Billy. And I'm glad that you can go see Batman.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna have a meal in a restaurant like a human being. You know, I'm gonna break out my best, my Sunday best, and celebrate my newfound freedoms that the powers that be, the gangster class, were so gracious enough to hand back to me. Thank you so much, New World Order. Why are we doing this? Like, and we've gone over it before, but I want to get your takes yet again. As weeks go by, I want to know how you're feeling about this. The controlled demolition of the COVID narrative, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, it is a controlled demolition. Don't be fooled by any other explanation. It is a controlled demolition, just like the towers on 9/11. Tell me something, Tony.
Yeah, just like Building 7, and you know, they built it up artificially. They took it down artificially, and I think they've got it. They've got the blueprint to revamp it anytime they want. They ran simulations for decades. You know, mm-hmm. Don talks about this too. David Knight talks about this. You go back to Dark Winter. And that's just one of the simulations prior to 9/11, going up to Event 201 mm-hmm. In October of 2019. So they ran the simulations. Now they did real world exercise. But this is part of it. What we're in now is a continuation of that. This is to get everybody into a biometric surveillance state controlled by the oligarchs, controlled by the technocracy.
Right.
That's Agenda 2030. That's the World Economic Forum. You know, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, all that. New World Order. It's this yeah. New World Order 101. But I think the most dangerous section, this is the waters that we're going into, is war. Something I talk about all the time because, you know, Samuel Johnson talked about this in the 19th century. He says, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Mm. And it gives people meaning. You know, when they ran out of meaning with the COVID-1984 narrative, it ran out of gas. Now they can have new meaning, you know. So, again, something to be aware of. I'm pessimistic these days on these headlines, Billy. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no. You're it might be pessimistic, but it's true, real analysis, right? And Tony's been right about this for some time now. Please watch the Atterburn radio transmission right here on Rockfin and anywhere else you can find it on terrestrial radio and podcast when you get a chance. It's Tony's got his hand on the pulse of this, it seems. So
thank you. Oh, and I have reviews to read today. I did make sure that I brought for America Unplugged. I want to make I promised I would last week, and before we close, make sure that I do.
Absolutely, we're gonna close soon because we're hitting up on that hour. We started a little bit late, and that's probably my fault as usual. Anytime there's a lateness thing going on here at America Unplugged, and Billy Ray Valentine is involved, it is his fault. That's just the thing. All right, so my apologies, guys. But regardless of that, I want to talk about this clip by David Knight before we get up out of here. Don, I didn't give you a chance to respond to this, actually. Go ahead and respond to what Tony just said. Go ahead.
Well, certainly, I always agree with Tony and you for the most part. But, you know, this I'd like to thank one thing I'd like to thank Putin for, regardless of his, you know, he's the fact he's in the big club. So he's not your hero, just like Trump isn't. But he you got to give him credit, man, because the man was able to eradicate mandates and basically the entire COVID narrative. I mean, all he had to do is go into Ukraine and everything disappeared. I won't have to worry in fantasy football coming up this season because there will be no more, you know, where suddenly three of your stars are sitting out because someone they talked to tested positive. All that's gone. So I'd like to thank Vladimir for that. And yeah, but again, it shows how quickly, and we touched on this, how quickly people can switch in terms of, and it's like Pavlovian dogs, like maybe they are a different kind of pitch sound. And they switch immediately from COVID narrative to World War III, but it's the same kind of mindless, sheepish following, and it's very sad. And I'm much more pessimistic probably than Tony is. Tell us all the time, but you know, I have faith, and you have to have faith in something greater. You have to have faith in God because that's all at this point we have. Because there's, you know, I don't see any white hats, and I don't see a silver lining anywhere. We're in for hard times, and you know, if you say this is end times, I think it is. So you need to get your faith. If you're not right with God, then I don't know. You're gonna. I mean, we're gonna be unhappy, and we are right with God, you know, but because we have to go through a really bad time. But that's all I can say is that the problems are way too big. Anybody, even if Trump and Putin and people that some people on the right think are legitimate, even if they really were. It's well beyond the powers of any human beings at this point. The corruption is so systemic. It's at all levels. The crimes are so great. They're going on all the time that only a God, only something supernatural could clean it up.
Right. Right. Absolutely, man. And it's not fear porn. It's just looking at what's going on in front of us right now. That's all it is. Okay. And that is a thing. Let me play this clip by David Knight before we get up out of here. David Knight has replaced Alex Jones for me. I listen to David Knight every chance I get. And I don't agree with everything, but I agree with most things. You know, and he also mentioned that today. or sometime during the week, and we talk about this here on Unplugged often, don't just listen to things that resonate with you. Don't just listen to things that you agree with. You have to listen to the other side, and you have to stand tall and be able to have conversations with people from the other side. Don't walk away. Don't get triggered like they do. You need to stand there and talk to them nicely. Do it nicely. You get better from it. You'll get better results if you do it nicely, is what I'm trying to say. But anyway, let me play this clip real quick, and then we can talk about it, and then we're getting up out of here. Let's play it. I hope it plays properly.
No problem for the major news media. If you say that that is likely false, then they will come after you. As Caitlin Johnson said, Johnstone says, whoever controls the narrative controls the world. Humans are storytelling creatures, so whoever can control the stories that humans are telling themselves about what's going on in the world has a great deal of control. Our mental chatter tends to dominate such a large percentage of our existence that if it can be controlled by the controller, then the controller can exert a tremendous amount of influence over the way that we think, the way we act, the way we vote. The powerful understand this, while the general public mostly does not.
You know, I thought that was spot on, right? The way we think, the way we act, the way we vote. And I want people to understand this. This is the new age of conspiracy. You want to talk about it? You want to talk about conspiracy? Let's talk about some real true conspiracy. Let's not get left behind in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know? Let's talk about the real. And the mind control is the real, right? So when we're busy trying to look at Diebold and all of this stuff, while there was some truth to some of that, right? We need to understand that the real battle is being waged right here in our minds. And that quote was epic. It hit when I wanted to find it, and I wanted to play it for everybody, because it's just the fact of the matter of what we're dealing with nowadays in today's atmosphere here in planet Earth. They are colonizing your mind and making you do things that you think are coming from you organically, that they are natural thoughts. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. All right. And people are wondering how 85 million people voted for Joe Biden. Think about it. Sure, it's very unnatural. Of course, in the real world, nobody would vote for this guy. But let's think about why it happened. Right. A lot of people say it didn't happen. It was rigged. It was rigged in your mind. It was rigged in your mind. I saw so many people that I know here in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens, get up and vote because it was the first time they ever voted and they didn't care. But all they wanted to do was get rid of Donald Trump because it was in their minds. And then there was the other side, you know, and I think this is spot on. I think this is what we need to be looking at when we view the propaganda. It's like, look, Alex Jones used to say this all the time. It's like looking at Sauron's, the eye of Sauron. Right. You get to see everything that's going on, but it kind of gets into you. And it's true. Right. When you're watching CNN or something like that, you're watching it. But you run the risk of being invaded by demons. You know what I mean? You run that risk of being taken over because it's dangerous to sit and watch the propaganda. It's scientific warfare that's being waged on the people of Earth by these people that really understand that what makes us tick, like Pavlov's dog. Go ahead, sir. Mr. Atterburn, give me some thoughts and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, it's meant to be tribal, you know, because, and they're both bad choices. And in 2020, whoever won, we lose. And this is going to be the same thing in 2024.
Right.
And people just investing so much emotion. And it's, and if you step back, if you think about it, just how ridiculous that is. You can free yourself, but again, that's a lot of self reflection. That's a lot of meditation to get there. Most people, it's comfortable to just pick a side and get with that side and then go. And that's where we've arrived in this country. There's too much partisanship. People have abandoned reason because of partisanship. And, that's why we've lost a great deal. That's why we can have so much censorship happen. Who's sticking up for, if there's anything outside of the left-right paradigm, they're scrubbed. And the left-right paradigm is about how the right will lose. And the right's really good at fundraising. And if you look in Texas, I mean, that's what they generally just like to fundraise. Don't like to do anything. Like to fundraise. They don't even like to govern per se, but that's their role. And the left is the ascending uniparty. And that seems to be bolstering. Every election cycle, the left gets a little stronger. The blues get bluer. And the blue states go, once it goes blue in America today, it's gone. It's not going to go red again. But that's the game. If you're outside of that game, then guess what? You're going to be censored. You're going to be vilified. You'll be called crazy. And if you don't like Trump, then guess what? You're supposed to like Biden and then vice versa, right. which is ridiculous.
How many times I got told that, oh, you don't like Trump? You must support Hillary Clinton.
You must.
You leftist commie bastard. Tell me on many of occasions.
That's why there's not, you know, three teams don't play each other in sports, I guess, because like you look at you look at Ukraine, you're supposed to pick a side. Well, you don't think that Ukraine's a democracy. You know, they imprisoned the opposition party leader. They shut down TV stations. They were critical of the government. But they're a democracy. And you say, well, they're not. And they say, well, you must love Putin. You must be a Putin agent.
That's right. No,
I just know my history. Unlike
all right, Mr. Jeffries, you Putin agent, let me know what's going on here.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what you get. You know, it's the same thing. America loves to choose sides, and they're, you know, they don't understand that the sides are always, you know, controlled. So they really can't choose any sides. You know, Huey Long, my hero, talked about this a long time ago. Called him High Papa Loam and Low Papa Haim, Tweedledum, Tweedledee. Right. He had that great expression. It doesn't matter who's serving you the food when it's all being made in the same Wall Street kitchen. And that's a perfect analogy for today. It doesn't matter who's serving you the food. That's why you get excited about DeSantis or Tulsi Gabbard or people like that. Yeah, they say some good things, but you know, I just don't know that anybody's allowed to break through in that. But Americans, you know, who are you rooting for in Super Bowl? You know, I hate both teams. That doesn't compute. What do you mean? I root for somebody. Who are you betting on? Nobody. And it's the same thing. You know, you're Republican or Democrat. I don't like either. I call them Republicrats. That doesn't compute with these, especially in the age of Trump. Trump was designed, as I said, I'm more strongly than ever. It's a Trumpenstein project. He was inserted into the body politic to divide America even further. He succeeded. He didn't do anything. That's one his great accomplishment. And it wasn't for us. You know, it didn't help us. But he accomplished in dividing everybody, and you're still seeing the impact of that today. Where you the people that and again, they have double think abilities, because even though Trump is claiming credit for the vaccine, the warp seed vaccine, people that hate him and have the worst cases of Trump derangement syndrome cling to that vaccine like it's amazing. This is the greatest godsend ever, because they associate Trump with anti-vaccine, which makes no sense. Everything he's ever said or done, once he entered politics, was pro-vaccine, and he's bragging about it. So that side is divided, and now it's the same thing. I told some people, I said, so all Trump would have to do, if Trump would come out and condemn Putin and say, we need to get tough with him, suddenly the left would be anti-war. Guaranteed. This is because they assume, because Trump kind of said a few things that he didn't, he never says anything clearly. He didn't come right out and say, this is ridiculous, it's not America's fight. You know, if he did that, that would be great. But he kind of nibbled around the edges like he did about everything. But still, if you are against this and you don't want us to get involved, then you're like, you're a Putin agent. Because Putin is basically Trump's proxy in their mind. They still believe the Russia stuff. So when they see Putin, they see an international Trump, and that's the divide. People have lost their reason. I had people this week telling me again, so people saying that the January 6th people should be executed. They said that. I said, okay, so who wouldn't you execute then? I mean, you got to execute all murderers then. You got to execute all rapists, all home invaders, all child molesters. I mean, basically everybody in prison almost would be executed.
Yeah.
If it's based on that, but they don't have any rational thinking because they see Trump and they lose their mind. It doesn't matter what you do to them. And so that's the problem. Is unfortunately, Trump is like Roger Stone may or may not have said, we'll see if that tape ever comes out. But Trump may indeed have been the worst thing to ever happen to our politics. And it's not for the reasons you might think, but I mean, this country is just completely, utterly divided, and there's no hope of a reform party or a real third party, zero. And that's 100% because of Trump.
Absolutely. We're getting up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Graves said something like Hillary and Michelle Obama against Trump and Cruz. My gosh, let me tell you. Only correction I would make to that is Oh, right on cue. People are requesting
my book.
They're requesting right on cue from Don Jeffries. I want to request it myself. I want to see that. I'd like to see that title by
Tony Arterburn. That was a great title.
Yes, he did. He did that.
I got a couple of reviews to read, Billy, before we go.
All right, let's do that. Do the reviews, and then we'll get out of here.
This is a reminder. If you leave us a review anywhere podcasts are found, I will read them on the air, and we'd like to engage. And I haven't done it, so this is the first one. This is from Dusty M. Says, three of the best in the business talking freely about everything in the mainstream media that they don't want you to hear. I love these shows. And then the next one is Lone Wolf, Gam, Billy Ray.
That's Gammy.
Yeah. Billy Ray, Tony, and Don are amazing people who leave no stone unturned in these mean streets, whether it's left or right, fiat or hard rep, flat or round, etc. Everybody wants to rule the world when they have us run in circles. It's a very mad world, but these three wise...
Oh, Tears for Fears.
Yes. Head over heels. He's doing the Tears for Fears references. And on my birthday, December 26th last year, Don J. is terrific. I happen to agree with that. So, anywhere podcasts are found, and I will close, say this, anybody finding this stream on Don's platforms, make sure you find Don on the podcast, that's America Unplugged Radio, and find him on Rockfin on the America Unplugged channel on rockfin.com, because again, we can't guarantee how long these are going to be up, because we're not censoring ourselves at all. We're playing censorship chicken.
Billy the Kid, let's play this right here. Bear, what's up, Bear? Billy the Kid doesn't acknowledge rigged elections, doesn't have anything valid to add to any conversation. Love you, Bear. How you doing, buddy? I'm telling you, man, the elections are rigged in your mind. They're rigged in your mind. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And yeah, people get at me for saying that Trump started this whole thing about it, that if he lost the election, it was because it was rigged. And he did. I can prove that. I've proved it over and over again. It's up to you to accept it. I can't do anything else. Okay, this is coming from him. It's coming from him. And for people to think that an election needed to be rigged, and they are on many levels, but an election needed to be rigged for Donald Trump to lose is I don't know what else to say to that. He triggers half of the nation and he can't lose an election? I don't understand. So say what you will. I still appreciate you, Bear. And I'll read out your comments every time you want to shut me down. And every time you say something negative about me, I'm going to read it right here. I appreciate you being here to listen to America Unplugged. Ladies and gents, we're getting up out of here. All right. Tony, tell them where they can find you.
My website is arterburn.news or wisewolf.gold, and you can find me on the Rockfin channel for the Arterburn radio transmission weekdays.
Right. What's up, Don Jeffries? What do you got?
Well, I'm trying to, in my perpetual quest to try to make more money than my McDonald's salary that I get from writing, I'm trying to go paid on Substack like so many people have. And Tony is probably going to have to hold my hand, or somebody's going to have to, because I can't, it's very complex over there. And if you follow me on Substack, let me know that if you pay $5 a month or whatever it is for me to give you paid subscriptions. I have a lot of subscribers there now. So even a fraction of you did that, it would help out a lot. That's DonaldJeffries.media. My blog is DonaldJeffries.news. And I think those URLs are courtesy of Tony as well. My newest book is on Borrowed Fame out there. The Donald Jeffries Show airs Wednesdays on Ocelli.com. And I Protest with Tony Arterburn as the producer airs over these same live streams every Friday, the same exact same platforms you're seeing this on every Friday from 5 to 7.
All right. What's going on? There you can find the guys. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. You can find me over at theinfinitefringe.podbeam.com and, of course, right here on AmericaUnplugged.com and anywhere you can find America Unplugged. What's up, Rockfin? Thank you for housing us. Hey, we'll see everybody next week. Lord willing, you guys be good, okay? Take it easy now. Bye-bye.